taking center stage yesterday, and specifically yesterday afternoon, the World Cup, the semifinals in Russia. And the team that belongs to Team Musers is France. So yesterday I watched with interest, because if France wins this whole thing, that means next week at the girls' night out, we don't have to put on a soccer kit. And the other shows that are represented by Belgium, Croatia, and England, Croatia and England play today in the other semifinal. If those teams don't make it, our team does, and France goes on to beat either Croatia or England, we're in the clear. We don't have to wear the kit.
I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but I feel pretty good about our chances.
I feel pretty good, too. I've watched this France team now a couple of times. I like several things about them. Number one, they play defense. That's two games in a row, I believe, where they've pitched a shutout, which is pretty awesome. And I like their names, too. Umtiti scored the only goal yesterday off a corner kick. And Mbappe is, I guess, their best player. Not to be confused with Mbop, our friend.
Right.
Mbappe, one of their great players. And, it was exciting yesterday. You could throw in the soccer joke of, yes, another 1-0 final. But watching them trying to hang on to it, maybe try to get the goal that would put them up 2-0. Seeing the cutaways to Paris where, I don't know, looked like a 500,000 people were gathered watching those games on big screens. I think that may be my favorite part of the World Cup, are the home country cutaways.
Mm-hmm.
Love those. And they are going absolutely crazy in Paris yesterday after France won 1-0.
You know, after watching how the French team played yesterday in packing it in defensively and being pretty conservative on that end, and it reminded me of something 8 years ago when we were discussing the World Cup and we were a little frustrated by it, something Fernando said 8 years ago, and how the World Cup compares to, say, if you're to watch an English Premier League game, and the EPL action is so much more wide open, that in the World Cup, teams more often play not to lose.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what France was doing, especially when they got up 1-0. Now, that's smart. I'm not saying it's a dumb way to go about it, but it doesn't lead to super exciting, wide-open soccer. It oftentimes, it reminds me of the Stanley Cup-winning Dallas Stars. Not that they didn't play not to lose, but they were very conservative and they played defense, and they knew that two goals was enough to win a game for them. And so it wasn't always the most wide open, fun to watch hockey.
Yeah.
And that's what that game, that match yesterday reminded me of. It was a team that got up 1-0 and they knew that they could play defense well enough to just make it an ugly game from then on out.
You know who else seemed to know it? Belgium. The look on their players' faces after that goal, because there's still plenty of time left.
They were pretty frustrated.
They didn't play that well either.
It felt like they didn't have one of their best efforts yesterday. And a lot of that is the way the French played defense, but I was not that impressed with Belgium yesterday.
But after that goal went in, the look on the Belgium players' faces, it's almost as if they knew there's no way we can come back and tie this game and try to come back. They thought it was pretty much Dunsky's after they got down 1-0. France is the sixth team to make 3 World Cup finals. They join Germany, Brazil, Italy, Argentina, and the Netherlands. They're looking for their second overall title. And the goal comes off of a corner kick. And this has been really the story of the World Cup, is that we have had a ton of goals. That was Umtiti's goal, was the 69th from a set piece in this tournament out of 158 goals. That is one thing I can relate to in my short stint as a youth soccer coach. Anytime we got a corner kick, I thought we were going to score.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was a tremendous scoring opportunity, and I thought it was interesting to see that some soccer fans aren't real happy about it. I think Alexi Lawless called it a set-piece orgy that's going on right now in the World Cup, because that's where most of the, or not most, but so many of the goals are coming from. I think that's great. I think that's part of where you can draw it up and have some strategy to it. And to me, it's very much like football or basketball. As I told you before, we used to use basketball concepts sometimes off a corner kick, and to me, it makes sense.
That's what made you a forerunner in that sport.
That's right. That's why we scored a lot of goals. That's why I have a lot of hot sports opinions on how you can change offensively in soccer. But
you brought the same principles of Phil Jackson's triangle offense to soccer.
We really did. We would run a triangle off of a corner. We would have a guy right in front of the guy who was in the corner. We would have a guy on the backside. The three best players were in a triangle off the corner. And sometimes we would just play it short to the guy who was 10 feet away, and sometimes we put it in front of the net. I don't want to bore you with Bulls details from 20 years ago.
You were Tex Winter? Isn't he the father of the triangle?
Yeah, I was that. I was the Mouse Davis. I was, yeah. But I don't know. To me, that's very relatable. I think that's a very, for the guy who's not a soccer fan, and I don't think I ever really will be totally into this sport, I'm kind of into it on free kicks and corners, because I think we're about to have something good happen.
Other than a breakaway, yeah, I think it's the most exciting moment in a game, or moments in a game. The problem is, for the American sports fan, is that the set piece, the free kick, results in a goal 2% of the time?
Yeah.
5% of the time, maybe? It most often results in a buzzkill. It very rarely results in a goal, even though there have been a lot of goals off of a set piece in the World Cup. But think about the amount of time and the amount of corner kicks and things like that you've seen. When I first got into soccer 8 years ago, that was the thing that I noticed the most. I'd get really excited for a corner kick. It was the most exciting part of the game, other than a breakaway.
Yeah.
But it almost always ended in a buzzkill.
At least it gives you that moment of anticipation.
Yes.
Like, let's see what they got here.
Yes, and
let's
that's
see if
big.
Someone can knock it in with their head or their foot. From this tournament, off of a set piece, 30% of the goals have come off free kicks or corners. Compared that to the other top leagues, 21% in Germany, 20% England, 18% in Italy, Spain at 16%, and France at 15%. So that is... they have had a lot more goals compared to other top-level soccer.